they carry this trauma of maltreatment and abuse and also dislocation from their families into their transition into the community and into adulthood when they left care, and continue to experience a number of challenges in their present lives, not the least of which is access to services and access to the kind of psychological support that they need or that they would like to have in order to achieve better outcomes and also to assist with the process of healing.
5 years ago, the federal government officially apologised to migrant children, the Stolen Generation, and members of the so-called Forgotten Australians. Since then, the media attention on the issue has increased, and on the back of the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Abuse, this study aims to identify and understand the ongoing effects of out-of-home care. But why do it now? Professor Fernandez explains.
This project, which we call the Long-Term Outcomes of Forgotten Australians, is a national study that is trying to develop an understanding of the range of experiences that they had in care and after care. That is, these individuals who are known to us collectively as Forgotten Australians, the child migrants, and members of the Stolen Generation. There's been national concern about the trauma and victimization which they experienced during their time in care. There's also the fact that these experiences were not confined to their childhood alone, but that there were significant impacts during their life course, which even continue into their present lives today.
The issue of neglect and abuse in out-of-home care is sensitive, especially when speaking to those directly affected. With this in mind, Professor Fernandez is pursuing a three-pronged approach to conducting this study, with the aim of providing several different methods for Forgotten Australians to contact her and her colleagues in a way that best suits them.
There will be a survey, a comprehensive survey that will be available online, that is available online, and is also available as a paper-based survey for those who are not comfortable about accessing the online survey. A second component of the study will involve face-to-face interviews with a selected number of people who participate in the survey or express interest in being interviewed. And there will be at least a dozen focus groups that will be conducted in various states and regional areas.
The study will centre on the years between 1930 and 1989. But why?
There are two reasons. One, the major Senate inquiry, for example, took place during that period, covered that period. Also, during the 1980s, there was, a move towards deinstitutionalization when many children's homes were closed down. So this is a significant period in that sense, and we would like to capture the outcomes during that period.
25 years down the track, there are still unmet social needs within the Forgotten Australians population. Availability and access to counselling and psychological support services has not been ideal to date. Professor Fernandez explains.
The Forgotten Australians and the child migrants and the Stolen Generation have issues in relation to the availability and comprehensiveness of these services, and also their access to these services. And one of the reasons for this study is to develop a comprehensive database which will enable us to promote the service needs of this population as they continue to experience various challenges, even to the present day.
The Long-Term Outcomes of Forgotten Australians study hopes to remedy this situation and offer evidence-based suggestions on how to improve support services for not only forgotten Australians, but also for children in out-of-home care today.
The knowledge we gain would be relevant also to developing more sensitive and appropriate responses to children who are in currently in care and who will be caregivers in the future, and in helping to refine systems of out-of-home care generally.
Moreover, Professor Fernandez hopes that the final report coming from this study will motivate both federal and state governments into action.
We would hope that our findings will provide the impetus for federal and state governments to redouble their efforts to respond to the challenges that are faced by forgotten Australians, child migrants and the stolen generation, and embrace their collective responsibility to these groups. That is our intention. So we will be using our findings to advocate for better services and for greater attention to the vulnerabilities of these populations. So we are inviting all forgotten Australians, child migrants and members of the stolen generation who left care, who were in care and who left care during the period 1930 and 1989 to take part in our study.